everyone. Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Sean. Now, we have a very famous and beautiful actress to talk about today. Her name is Greta Garbo. You've probably heard of her before. Now, Greta Garbo is from Sweden, of course, and she has all sorts of very famous things that she's done. So we're going to touch on a few of them today. First of all, she started off in a lot of black and white films, films without any sound as well. And so she had to really rely on her looks and expressions, etc., to convey it. One of her most famous silent movies is called Flesh and the Devil. Another one is also called Queen Christina. Now, Queen Christina brought her some famous actions by allowing her to be called a nickname. Now, she had all sorts of names that related to Queen, but that brought her the Queen title. Okay? One of her first movies that she actually used for sound was a movie called Anna Karina. Now, that particular movie brought her on the map. Now, people were really worried if she was going to be able to speak because she was also before never spoken. But they advertised it and they said, okay. And then when people heard her voice, they said, wow, what a sexy, sultry, deep, mysterious voice she has. So she's beautiful, she's great sounding, and she's a really good actress as well. So she can do all three. Now, and I think when she was 36 years old, she made another movie called The Two-Faced Woman. Now, in that movie, people all had these big expectations. They thought it was going to make a lot of money, and it was a box office failure. And so at that point on, when she was 36, she said, no more with movies. She finished her film career at that point, ended it, and then she moved on with her life. So she'll be missed her. She probably could have done a lot more work, but that's what she decided to do. So anyway, that's for you as Greta Garbo. We just touched on it. But anyway, check out one of her movies. Coming up, American Slang.
哎，各位好，美国绿又和你见面了。哎，你还记不记得前不久我们看了一个影片叫101斑点狗，哎，它的英文叫 101 Dalmatians。今天要给你播放的影片，它的名字叫102斑点狗，叫 102 Dalmatians。好，下面在美国绿里面给你播放的这个片段，讲的是路面的，是它的主人公，男主人公叫 Kevin 和他的流浪狗之家 Home for Stray Dogs.
Oh, Mary, by the wall! I took you misfits in out of the goodness of my heart, and this is how you repay me? That's pathetic, Kev. How many times are you going to fall for that one?
I want this to get another week out of probation, officer, boss. Thinks you're quite fancy, isn't it?
Come on, Wally!
Where'd you get that dog food? Didn't pinch it, did you?
No. I'm done with all that.
刚才这个片段里面，我们来学这个句子。这个句子叫 "I'm done with all that."
No. I'm done with all that.
好，这个短语叫。Down with 这个词组的意思就是差不多的意思，完毕，干完一个事情，但它是这个意思。包括它的这个潜台词里面还有一个感觉，倒是你够了，你腻了，你终于是把一个事情干完了，再也不想再去做了，那么你就用这个短语，这个俚语的短语叫 down with。 听明白了吗？干完一个事情再也不想干了，可算是干完了。好了，那么这个词组呢，我们来看一下例句。 First one,I'm done with parties. I end up spending too much money. So, from now on, I'll be staying at home and waiting. 这句话的意思，它的英句子叫 I'm done with parties. 哎呦，那些舞会，我总算是没了，总算是完了，总算是不用再去了。I'm done with parties. 啊，首先是干完了，而且有一种抱怨的感觉。啊，为什么？我花了这么多钱，从现在开始啊，我没钱了，我只有待在家。读读书吧。那么这个句子，关键是前面这个部分，可算是完了，叫 I'm done with parties. 好，再来看第二个例句。We graduated last week, so now I'm done with school forever.
上周我们全都毕业了，哎，所以以后再也不用跟学校来往了，再也不用去上学了。那么这个句子叫 I'm done with school forever， 可以跟学校说再见了，够了。
Yes, it is. Oh, Baron Tuckerwall.
I took you misfits in all the goodness of my heart, and this is how you repay me? That's pathetic, Kev. Only Sage you're going to fall for that one.
I managed to get another week out of probation, officer, boss. I think she quite fancies me.
Come on, boys. It's that time.
Where'd you get that dog food? Didn't pinch it, did you?
No. We're done with all that.
Hey, 来，现在进入经典对白，在101斑点狗里面，那个坏透了的那个就科啊，就库伊拉呢，哎，他在监狱里面接受了治疗，治的还不错，现在看上去啊，没那么坏了。不过呢，让我们的女主人公 Chloe 去做她的假释官，未免有点勉强了。哎，毕竟这个佳怡呢，她也养了斑点狗，而且就是那个曾经受到库伊拉迫害的双截棍。
Mr. Bill, if I can take it, good start.
Well, that's your proof, fast. I'm your probation officer, Rose Diamond.
Yes, of course you are.
Then we're going to be such friends.
Friends?
You are going to help me be a useful member of society, aren't you? Find me a little niche somewhere.
上面这个片段里面，哎，我们来看第一个语言点。好，这个短语叫 a useful member of society.
You are going to help me be a useful member of society, aren't you?
我们要教给你的这个单词叫 useful。所以这个 useful 是个形容词，它的意思是有用的。为什么有用呢？我们叫 useful。好，这个词组怎么来使用它？来看一下例子。First one， he can't pitch。pitch 是打棒球的时候我们叫投手。He can't pitch， and he can't catch。catch 是接球，他又不会投，又不会接。Yeah， he's not really a useful basketballer。他作为一个棒球手真是没用，我们用那个否定叫 It's not really a useful。 useful 是有用，前面是 not useful， 没用。小心这个发音，棒球叫 baseball， 不过棒球手叫 basketballer。 好，我们再来看第二个句子的 useful。 If he would explain the homework more, he would be a much more useful teacher。这句话的意思，如果他要是能把我们的这个作业 homework 讲解得更加详细一点，讲得更细致一点的话，我想，哎，他会是一个更加有用的老师，更加有用的 be a much more useful。 这个用法记住了吗？ useful 有用的。
You are going to help me be a useful member of society, aren't you? Find me a little niche somewhere.
哎，好了，来看下面一个原点。好，这个短语叫Find me a little niche.
Find me a little niche somewhere.
我们教给你的这个词是 niche， 跟我读一遍这个词 niche， 叫 niche。啊，这个词比较难，它的用处很大。它的意思是表示啊，一个很适合你生存和发展的环境。如果你找到了，就是你 find somebody's niche。好，你的才能能够施展出来这么一个环境，叫做 niche。好，来看看，我拿例句帮你来引导一下，你就把这个词消化掉了。好吧，来看第一个例句。OK， My son has been at university for about 6 months, but he's a little bit bored with ordinary university work. He's still having trouble finding his niche.好，这个句子比较长，我们再重复一遍它的这个中文意思。它的意思是表示，我有一个儿子 ，suppose 我有一个儿子，他在大学里面待了半年了 ，has been at university for about 6 months， 怎么样？待了半年，他还发觉这个正常的这个大学生活，正常的大学活动，他觉得没意思，叫 feel bored， 他觉得有点没意思。那么后来来个结局，叫做我说他看来没有找到适合他发展、适合他提升的这个环境，他的一般的大学是不适合他发展的。那么最后一个句子，我们点题叫 he's still having trouble finding， have trouble doing， 碰到困难，干什么事情？ he's still having trouble finding his niche， 看来他的这个适合他发展的环境呢，不是这里面，还没找到。哎，这个词你有感觉了吧？我们再来看一个例子。He's been working as a journalist for many years, but I think he's found that his true niche is travel writing. 这句话的意思是，他做记者很多年了，不过我想他已经感觉出来了。He's found， 他已经感觉出什么 ？His true niche， 真正适合他的环境，真正适合他的位置，这个 niche。His true niche 是什么呢？是 travel writing， 是写这个游记。好，原来这是他的 true niche。What's your true niche？
哈哈哈 ，Mr. Bill， if I may say to you, Miss Dot， perhaps your clothes are. I'm a probation officer, Joe Simon.
Yes, of course you are.They were going to be such friends.
Friends?
You are going to help me be useful in this society, aren't you? Find me a little niche somewhere.
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Austin Powers Gold Member.
Let me put it to you this way, cuz...
Hard knock life. And what that means, hard knock life, is a way of saying life, your life is just hard. It's not easy. You have to work every day. You're always coming up against lots and lots of problems. And so this song was very famous from the movie, and a rapper took it and made it into a new song. And that's the song they use in the movie Austin Powers. It's sort of a little more funky, a little more hip than the first movie, the first song from the movie Annie.So this song, it says, it's a hard knock life for us. So our life is not easy. It's hard. We got to work hard every day. Nothing's given to us. People are mean. People are unfair. That's sort of what it means. Instead of treated, instead of, this is co-you, it's when you're speaking quickly. It should be instead of, instead of,treated nicely, given presents, people love you, we get tricked. People trick them. People pin them. So people aren't nice to us. Instead of being nice to us, they trick us. They're awful. Instead of free says, so instead of being able to say whatever we want, we get kicked. So it's a rough life, huh? It's not a very happy experience. But the song is about how do they then, you know, work even harder to make their life even better. Even though they have all these problems, they can still work through them. So let's listen to the song. It's a great song. And I'll see you next time on Action English.
Let me put it to you this way, cuz...
Be. They'll crib on MTV. God only knows. Got my mini in the GP. See how it goes. Evil ball that I see. You ask me my name? D to the Rizzo. E to the Dizzo. I to the Lizzo. I'm a crazy...